following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Live, local, late-breaking, fast-acting, super-duper news with our patented Shiver Cam. During every major winter storm, you can count on us to have a young, cute reporter freezing her butt off while standing in front of a salt truck. And both the reporter and the salt truck are doing absolutely nothing. Yeah, Shiver Cam doesn't give you any important information, but isn't it nice to know you're not the only one freezing your butt off in the snow? We bring you Shiver Cam because our butts are freezing right along with yours.
Hi, guys. I know it's kind of like snowing out here, but it's like, I don't know, I just, you sound warm. It's cold out and, I broke a nail.
All right, I and Jason start the show with Shiver Cam because I bleep you not. I was watching television news, I'm not going to say which station, here in Green Bay this morning, and they had a young female reporter in the Fox Valley. I mean, it was the type of scene that inspired Shiver Cam. Snow hadn't started to fall yet, really. And, well, nothing really going on here. And it was, you know, she's got her little hat on and she's freezing her little butt off. And I couldn't help myself. I mean, I was the only one awake in the house at the time. It's like, really? So for all of my taunting, Jason, it has accomplished absolutely nothing. It cracked me up. So I thought, you know what? We would likely play Shiver Cam tomorrow. But given the fact we had a Shiver Cam reporter that was classic Shiver Cam, I went ahead and did it today. Our part of the state, 4 to 6, maybe 4 to 7. Western part of the state looking at 5 to 7, maybe 5 to 8, which is interesting. You don't see a forecast like that all that often, where it looks like whatever happens to the storm about Wausau-ish is, and just looking at the maps, I could be wrong on this, but looking on the maps that I saw on TV news last night, that's about where that 5 to 7 range ends, and then the 4 to 6 begins in eastern Wisconsin. You don't see that all that often. But it is the case here. So keep it tuned here for all the latest, lousy roads, all of that. Whatever station you're listening to the show on, they'll have that for you. There was a headline a few moments ago on Fox News, which is enough to bring a tear to a conservative's eye. You know what it said? It said Dems defending Obamacare delays. They're defending the president's unconstitutional use of executive authority to delay a duly passed law. I mean, you can't dream for stuff like this if you're a conservative. And they have no idea how. See, here's what they think. Usually that media force field around the president is keeping the American people from knowing that this is wrong, that it's unlawful. No, it has stuck. And when you look at the public opinion surveys, an overwhelming majority, anywhere from 60 to 75%, have a real problem with that. A real problem. The president felt that he was on the side of right. That's what liberals always think. While whatever we do is justified, because we're doing the right thing. I promise I won't give away any House of Cards spoilers. I will talk about the show later in the show and this show. But there's actually a scene in season 2 where a Democrat says that. And by the way, season 2, I'll give you a little hint, does start taking on the Tea Party a little bit. But in that season 2, they talk about how intransigent, how unmovable the Tea Party is. And someone says, well, so are you. And the Democrat says, yeah, but we're right. And that's essentially what the Democratic Party, what liberals are. Well, yeah, we can be that way, but we're right. So that's okay then. Because In fact, what they believe is they're on the side of righteousness. That they know what's best for the American people. So when they dig in their heels, it makes perfect sense. Let me give you another example of that. I actually have two examples of that. John Kerry, all over the news this morning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday called climate change perhaps the world's most fearsome destructive weapon and mocked those who deny its existence or question its causes, comparing them to people who insist the Earth is flat. As you know, I had a listener last week who did the very same thing to me. She did what John Kerry is doing here. There is no defense of the science of global warming. They mock those who don't accept the science, but they don't have enough knowledge of the science themselves. The listener who mocked me last week, she has no idea what the theory is. All she knows is that you emit carbon into the air and it heats the planet. That's all she knows. That's commonality, not causality. But she doesn't care, because to her, science is a religion. She doesn't realize that. And as long as the high priests of science tell her that, she'll accept it, because it's a religion to her. She doesn't need to know the facts. Neither does John Kerry. Neither does Al Gore. Someday, somewhere, someone's going to get Gore on a microphone and say, well, explain. When these carbon emissions, when these greenhouse gases enter the atmosphere, what do they do up there that causes the heating of the planet? I know what the theory is. I'm not going to disclose it. As Jason pointed out last week, the listener who called me on it, she couldn't even copy and paste it from a website. And she doesn't realize that she exposed herself. No, she has no idea. It's not her slip that's showing. It's a lot more than that. She has no idea. Well, it is the intellectual argument equivalent of her butt hanging out. And she doesn't even understand that. And then she's sitting there laughing at me, not realizing, hey, lady, your butt's hanging out. John Kerry, which is a mental picture you don't need, the same thing. Jason trying desperately over there to erase it. I'll just keep saying John Kerry's butt. John Kerry's butt. That's what they're the ones that look like fools, and this is really the emperor's new clothes. In a speech to Indonesian students, civic leaders, and government officials, Kerry tore into climate change skeptics. He accused them of using shoddy science and scientists. Shoddy science and scientists? Let's hear you explain the science at all. To delay steps needed to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases at the risk of imperiling the planet. Also in the Jakarta speech, Kerry said everyone in every country must take responsibility for the problem and act immediately. We simply don't have time to let a few loud interest groups hijack the climate conversation, he said, referring to what he called big companies that don't want to change and spend a lot of money to try to reduce the risks. He later singled out major oil and coal concerns as the primary offenders. He also threw around that bogus 97% of scientists number, which in real numbers, you're talking about 75 scientists in that sample, where hundreds of thousands of U.S. scientists have signed a petition saying they do not accept that whatever global warming happened in the latter half of the 20th century was the result that it was caused by man or anthropogenic. They do not accept that. So here is what John Kerry, the moonbat who emailed me last week, and others are saying. Well, it just is. We don't have to prove it. It just is. It just is, and you have to accept it, because we're liberals and we know. That if you think about it, the argument for man-caused global warming, and I don't buy into the climate change. By the way, they came up with climate change when they realized there hasn't been global warming since 1998. That's when they came up with climate change. And they don't need to give you the particulars. They don't need to give you the facts. They don't need to give you the evidence. It just is. Let me give you another example of that. Fox News took its camera out and microphone to an event, I don't know what the event was, where libs were marching. So you know these are all a bunch of libs, right? They did two things. I want you to listen very carefully to this. They ask these libs marching for whatever liberal cause they're marching for, is the Tea Party racist? Now listen to the answer to that. And of course they all say yes. And listen to when the guy with the microphone for Fox News says, what makes you say that? What's your evidence for that? As we love to say on this show, hilarity ensues.
Do you think the Tea Party's racist?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you give me some examples? Can you give me an example now of how the Tea Party's racist?
No, because I'm not thinking about them right now. Let's see.
I think they're racist against blacks, Hispanics.
What's an example?
Women.
What have they
the
done?
Things they say about abortions.
It's their reaction to us having a black president that makes them racist.
Come here, you're very. Is the Tea Party racist? And can we give him examples of how the Tea Party...
Can you give me an example right now how the Tea Party's racist?
I don't know what you want me to say.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The Jerry Bader Show.